born September 13 in Lenexa, Kansas. A three-time Golden Gloves champion and standout football player at Northwest Missouri State University, he spent time with the Indianapolis Colts and Arizona Cardinals before launching a career in pro wrestling in 2012, quickly establishing himself as the man everyone loves to hate in the WWE, assuming his rightful throne as King of the Ring. You can see him on WWE SmackDown Fridays on Fox. He'll be appearing at WrestleMania 36 on April 5th. And last night, he was in attendance to watch his Chiefs defeat the 49ers at Super Bowl 54. Please welcome, friend of the show and WWE star, the King, Baron Corbin.
Oh my God.
Hey.
Front row tickets to the goddamn Super Bowl. Come on.
What are you talking about?
Were you in the front row?
I was in the front row. Not only was I in the front row, dude. Here's what you have to understand. Do you know where they scored that go-ahead touchdown over the pylon?
Yes.
That was 10 feet from me.
Oh, that's so great.
At that back pylon. So three of the four touchdowns that she scored were like basically in my lap.
Oh, it's so great, man.
And I was sitting right next to 49ers fans, and I let them know every single time.
Yeah, well, I bet none of them were 6'5" and 290 pounds.
I was a little nervous there in the middle of the game, though.
I bet. No, listen, you know me. I don't even know a goddamn thing about sports. I'm watching, and I get to the third, and I'm like, oh, this is not going well. But it all turned when they had to give that ball up and kick it away. I'm like, here we go. And Mahomes, sure enough, there it went. It was all magic from that point forward.
Yeah, it just took that one spark when he hit over the top, and it was like, okay. We got it. We're back. Because, you know, you throw two INTs and you're starting to worry that, you know, I mean, it's a weird energy you got to get going, you know? It's like a rock show when dudes just hit their groove. And you're like, oh, now we're in it.
So you...
That's what it's like.
How does someone end up at that point, at that seat, in a Super Bowl, Super Bowl 50? I mean, how does this happen, 54?
So, it was actually a long process. Because tickets are insane to get because of scalpers. I mean, they kill you.
Right.
And when I started, I was like trying to hit some of my friends up for. I was like, "Hey, do you have any connections for tickets? Because I'm not wanting to. I just buy a scalper." We've had this conversation.
Right.
Maybe I eat WrestleMania tickets, but it was like I hit my buddy up and play some Raiders, and he's like, "Yeah, I've got two, but they're 5,000 each." I'm like, "Oh my god, like $10,000 to go to the game is crazy." And then. I told him, I was like, I'll pass on those. And then the guy who owns the Green Bay Packers offered me his at face value.
God.
And they were like section like 234 or something. So I was like, okay, I'll take those. But then Fox, now that WWE's on Fox, the Fox exec was like, hey, I got two tickets, and they were even less than that. He's like, and they're front row in the corner of the end zone. I was like, okay, I'll take those.
Why would he not go?
Because he had other tickets, and he'd be on the field.
Jesus Christ.
So now I've got four tickets, and I'm like, oh, crap, now I got to get rid of two of them because I don't want to eat two of them. So I got lucky, and I sold them some of the face value. I was like, I'm not going to make money off somebody because I don't.
You're a good man. So, is your brother angry at you? Did you offer them to your brother?
Not one second of it. Here's what would happen. If I offered them to my brother, he'd be like, yeah, I'll pay you back, and I would never see it.
Danny.
He always tells me, like, my Christmas present's in the mail, but it never comes.
Oh, I don't believe that.
It's true. He's like, or my favorite is, I'm working on it. I got your Christmas present, man. It's really good. I'm working on it.
That's fantastic.
I'm 35, and I've got like three Christmas presents. A lot of them are still in the mail, I think.
Oh, yeah. So who'd you go with? You go with your wife?
No, I went with my buddy. She's mad about it, too, by the way.
I bet.
Yep. I said, honey, I'm not paying this much money for you to go watch a halftime show.
By the way, that Shakira thing, Jesus God almighty, is she a badass.
Listen, Shakira... Hips Don't Lie got me through puberty, I think.
Yes.
I mean, let's be real.
Yes.
I was just mouth to the floor the whole time. I went with my buddy John. I think you met John before. We played college football together. We've been friends forever.
Is this the guy you split his head open?
No, that would be CK.
Okay.
We were both in jail last night if I weren't CK. I'd be doing this from Miami-Dade County Police Station.
So how great was it, though, to see that in your lifetime? And you've played professional ball. You've been in that position. And, again, your star has risen so huge in the WWE and, as Baron Corbin and the King of the Ring. But, you were a football player, a Golden Gloves boxer. You're an athlete all your life. To see that Mahomes kid, that 24-year-old kid at the moment of greatness, man, at that brink of true glory.
I mean, it's just... The whole thing was surreal because I never thought, I used to get Super Bowl tickets and thought, man, and then when your team goes, it's like, okay, you like go through that process. Okay, what's it going to take to go to the game? How am I going to get there? Like, I want to be there. And then just the ride that game went. I mean, there's been so many just boring Super Bowls, and this one was just, I was emotionally invested, like financially invested because I had bets going with friends. One of my buddies now has to drive me all weekend with a chauffeur hat on.
Come on.
Otherwise, I was going to have to wash his tour bus. So now not only does he have to come off his comfy tour bus, he has to literally drive me in a car for a whole weekend with a hat on.
Oh, that's so great.
But it was just like, and it's crazy because you're just there with total strangers. And when the Chiefs score, when something big happens, that energy in the stadium, you're like high-fiving everybody, just, like they're your best friend, and you've never seen this person before in your life. It's just so surreal. And then, I mean, we stayed for the whole trip. I had to drive back last night. We didn't get in until like 5 a.m. this morning.
Oh, Jesus, God almighty, man. Yeah. Thank you for getting up.
There's certain cities I can't go out in because it's just not good for me, and Miami is one of those.
No, I can see that. No, I don't care for Miami at all. I mean, that's just I got nothing for Miami. You're right. A guy like you, you're getting in a fight.
My patience, my anger. Next thing I know, you can't mess with people there because it's not a, you'll be floating with crocodiles, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to go. We stayed for the whole trophy presentation. We watched the guys do the interviews with Fox, the table in front of us. Like, dude, I'm so upset. Like, I'm not going to be able to come home for the parade. But it's like, dude, it's so huge for Kansas City. And you see all these fans just waiting after the game, watching the trophy. They're a fan. My uncle calls me in tears, man. Like, he's 56, and he, never in his lifetime thought he'd get to see a Super Bowl.
Dude. Last night, I was so amazed, my phone starts blowing up. People I would have never thought, Whitfield Crane from Ugly Kid Joe and Another Animal, he's in Thailand watching the game. And I was like, so, Dee Snider, all these people, Mike Ballard from The Full Throttle. I was just like, all these people I didn't know were hardcore Kansas City fans. And more important, they really love Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and it's just like, they were showing like clips, dude, just the military, like, at bases all over the world watching a game or... watching the flyover and watching all the, like, there's just so many aspects of that game. It's just insane.
Dude, I tell you, if I had unlimited money right now, I would send a jet for my buddy George in Curacao, who has been literally sending me pictures. Everybody on the boats in the ocean were wearing Chiefs jerseys. They've got dolphins leaping over the boat. They're running Chiefs flags on the boats right now. It's in this Dutch island. And it's important to only about 6 of them, but I guarantee I had to sit through every year. I'd go visit George and go diving with those animals for a couple of weeks, but it always fell during those times in the playoffs. And if they were in, I'd have to endure these games I just didn't care about. And George, he eats, sleeps, and breathes Kansas City sports. It is this one connection to the city that he can that never gets lesser; it gets more. And so I haven't even spoken with him yet. I mean, I bet his goddamn head's exploding. I guarantee you, he's not been to bed yet.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's just the, God, I don't, it's hard to say. The schedule, 4 hours last night, it just wired. Like, wired the whole drive.
Well, man, where are they going to send you at? You can't be at the parade.
What's that?
Where are they going to send you? What's your gig?
I'm headed to the West Coast.
That's no good.
Yeah, we'll beat up some people.
Well, listen, hey, you kind of took a hard shot the other night. I was surprised by that.
Yeah, the other night was not a good night for me.
Yeah?
And not only the one that I was covered in dog food, but then the the Royal Rumble, going through tables. I took a spear on top of a concrete World Series dugout. That was not the most fun I've had.
So I got to tell you, so Holly, who's in filling in for Nikki today, because she was down in Miami, Holly Starr, Baron Corbin, Baron Corbin, Holly Starr, she was the girl, what was your role in role, was it the Rumble 16?
It was 14, I just 14. Looked it up.
It was 14,
the the speed dating, I don't think you were there, Baron, at Sprint Center in Kansas City?
I was not.
Okay, so I was the girl that everyone was trying to date. It was a speed dating Royal Rumble commercial that ran.
Nice.
It was really.
Did you get a good date out of it?
Well, I'm married.
Who did you? Okay.
But there were some good. I liked Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Roman was good, and who else? I really wanted to meet John Cena. He wasn't there. He was injured.
He's pretty handsome.
He is.
He's crushing the game right now. He's on like 97 different commercials. New Fast and Furious. Cena's doing his thing.
You're the next in line, though, man. I'm telling you. You're going to have a movie coming up. I have no doubt. I even if there's one in the works and you can't even talk about it, I don't. I'm just telling you. I know.
Some horror movies. I'm trying to hit up like Eli Roth. I'm like, hey man, let's do something.
Oh, let me know. I'll do anything. I'll work for free. I'll help you build stuff. We'll come up with props and a premise, man. I'm in.
Well, next year the Super Bowl is in Tampa, by the way, which I happen to live here. So if the Chiefs make it, I feel like you should just come out.
Listen, I'd go. I would. You know what? I'd even buy it. If we can find face value tickets, I will absolutely buy a ticket.
I'm sure we can find face value tickets. I'm concerned with how much whiskey we can drink before going to the game, because I won't have to drive 4 hours after.
You're like, is that? That's Baron Corbin, and they're both mute, and he's giving a guy a piggyback. He's running across the field. Oh, look, the entire team just tackled them.
I would love that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's...
Your hair just flowing in the wind.
Oh, my.
Could you imagine, like, the slow-mo of me, you're just on my back and your hair's just flowing in the wind? Just both stark naked.
We're just screaming, we're Bronco buddies. It's a brodeo.
Dude, that would be amazing. There's no cheese across my chest that we spelled it wrong. Or there's, like, not enough space. We got, like, the... TH, and then like the other ones are just kind of crammed in real little.
I know, I like Chiefs with just two E's on it.
Yeah. Yeah. The chefs. What was that Snickers commercial?
Yeah.
He spelled chefs in the end zone.
Well, man, listen, I know you haven't had any sleep, but thanks for. I really wanted to hear your version of it because we've now had it from Madden. I'm sorry, not Madden, Jesus Christ, Frank Caliendo. And who does Madden? Nikki, who was in her hotel room without any pants on.
Oh my.
And now from you from the front row.
I'm not wearing any underwear if that doesn't interfere.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I at least put shorts on for the interview.
You're a good man. All right. Listen.
I'll send you two videos so you can understand how this was.
I can't wait.
Me screaming usually, but.
Hey, I was trying to show her a picture of you because she was wondering. Because I go, well, now he cut his hair last year, so it's going to look different. I'm flipping back. Do you still have that Lincoln Continental?
Yeah, brother.
Is that a 64 or 65?
64. Suicide doors. I just got that car back 3 weeks ago. It had been gone 13 months. The engine was completely rebuilt. I got a brand new transmission. Drum brakes are redone. New gas tank. It is a dream right now.
Do you know?
Original ostrich interior.
You and I have never talked about this. That is my absolute, and anybody who knows me knows, that is my dream car. That car, and not a convertible, a sedan, just like that, and murdered out in just a 64 Lincoln Continental suicide doors. And just, that is literally my favorite car of all time.
Why?
It's just because
your reason is different than why I had to own this car since I was 14.
See, for me, it just represents everything cool from Sinatra to JFK, from gangsters, you know, to just true that time in American history when they were making cars like that.
Yes. So I was watching a mob documentary one time when I was like 14. And they're like, this is the mob car, the Lincoln Continental. Here's why. Because when you're driving down the highway, you can open the back door when you hit someone in the back seat and kick them out because the wind will hold the back door open.
That's right.
Yo, I need that car now.
Dude, it's a great car.
I've had it 3 years now.
I literally scrolled past it and went, oh, God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
What it's color is it?
Black.
I can set it on the ground.
Nikki. Jesus Christ, Holly. No, I'm crazy. She threw me. What color is it? There's only one color. There's only one. There can be no other color in that car. It has to be black.
Yeah. Black on black.
I mean, that's it.
Hard top. And it has to be a hard top.
Yes. Everybody wants a convertible. And that's dumb. It's ridiculous. The hard top is the key. Now, I get it. Well, once again,
That's what we can drive before we start drinking for the Super Bowl next year.
Yes. I'm in.
We can drive it to a liquor store.
All right, you stay right there. Hold on, Baron. The Great Baron.